you know, late to see that, it's not. We'll find a way around it.
Yeah.
And I put you guys on Mondays at this time for my convenience, but it's not like it's important.
Yeah, well, I was expecting to get, yeah, they might be in time, but it was just because of all the leaves and things, and the train was stuck in the stations, so it's like, we're speaking stations on.
Sliding past.
Yeah.
Great.
So, what
happened to your backup?
I'm not sure, but then the busing people, I think it's Croy Station, had technical problems, on it's on a hill or something, and so I had to bus people in from, like, stations either side.
Nasty.
Yes, yes. But yeah, at least it was speed restrictions instead of like trains flying past into barriers and things, so.
Yes, we're glad that we're back for that.
Can I be moving the power?
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of brushing against my neck. You can stick it in one of the, your
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you
want to
plug in?
I don't know, do you want
to
look at it? It's not up yet.
No, 56%.
I can.
Just be, you know, just check.
Let's do it. Oops, it fell off. Doesn't look so. Sweet. And now we're going to discover you've got no reason to meet, right? Because everything's going swimmingly.
Is that what it means?
Oh,
well, yeah, but apart from waiting for the get contagious sort of thing.
Because I haven't read the wikis in my email since I left, so.
Yeah, I haven't added anything to the wiki recently, so. So I've been working on trying to get the XML stuff working. So basically learning how to get how the DOM works, so I can do the next, so I can generate the DDF part.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so just looking through documentation. That's what I was doing it last week. Just so I know how it all works and figuring out the best way to do things. But at the moment I've been playing about the DOM stuff in Mozilla. Just so I can see how it works with the HTML pages, so I can generate XHTML stuff and see how it all works there. This is much easier to just see how things work in that.
I don't know the Mozilla stuff, so if it turns out that it's idiosyncratic in some way that teaches you funny habits, then it won't have been a good idea.
The API is standardized by the W3C, so the API is standard between everything.
Yeah. There are certain companies that I don't want to name who don't always get it right. Mozilla. Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a
believe you now. It's a good strategy.
It does document saying that this is a Mozilla only feature and things like that. So I've been avoiding those anyway. It's just that's quite a quick way to get into how it all works, because I can just quickly generate a web page and just add things to it and take things away and see exactly what's going on at the time. So.
Why does it help that it's HTML instead of just XML?
Just because XHTML has a nice, you've got browsers there, so you can actually see directly what's going on.
Most browsers, when you put an XML file up in it, it'll just apply some default style sheet to it anyway that shows you.
Yeah, well, I'm using XHTML. All the web pages are XHTML, so it's XML just with the HTML DTD.
Okay, yeah.
Just because I haven't quite finalized the GDF format, so just
okay.
Just
so we're gonna have to do swapping tag names later.
Yeah. So all I have to do is change that sort of thing. So it's.
I've heard there are different ways of doing these things. I'm sure that's fine. It
comes out from the end. That's.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of the things that could go wrong, but since I haven't tried it this particular way, that sounds good. So you say we haven't finalized what the GDF looks like. Is that an implicit request for me to do something, or?
What I'm doing, I'm looking through the stuff that Robin put on the wiki to say what we need in the output format for the task. So what are you going to do the analysis on? So I'm making sure that I can get that information out of the GDF as it states at the moment. If I find something that you can't get out of it, then I can add that to the GDF format.
There's two cases in here, right? There's things you can get straight off the original format, and then there's things you have to do some kind of post-process to stay in the original format. But it's not just a data format change, it's actually some kind of computational process to get the thing out of it as well, right?
Yeah,
And it
yeah.
wasn't, I think it was a little bit confused last time we spoke about whether you consider GDF format to be the thing that's just straightforward translations of what's in the original iTracking output, or whether, like, whether the post-processing utilities are a separate step. Because I think you and I had separate, different views on this, but I can't remember who had which view.
Yeah, well.
So are you working on actively on this these analysis things, or are you just working on the translation?
Well, I'm making sure that the GDF format we've got known will output output all the analysis that Robin's looking for. So I'm using that as a way to get into using the DOM things as well. So at the moment I'm looking at actually the GDF format itself, and then to generate the GDF format, I'm going to be taking stuff out of the JEST analyzer. And then using the DOM parser to generate
So you haven't looked at what's in there and what isn't in there that you need to do some really intensive transformer to do?
The output of the JEST analyzer does do some of the processing already, which is why I'm planning to use that as the basis for it. Because that already picks up like target regions and things like that. So it knows whether you're looking at a part or whether you're looking at a target area or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's also got that in it somewhere. So it's just a matter of pulling that out and put that into the GDF.
Okay, so this sounds like it's under control and you're happy and you guys are telling each other what you guys need to know, so I don't need to do anything, right?
Nope.
You're all fine. But there's a number of things that came before this, right, that it sounds like they're not under control yet. So you know, the GDF stuff, Alan's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order.
Yeah.
Right? So Camtasia, you mentioned.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this on the list of things to do.
Yeah. I think the only thing I've got left to do before the experiment can be run is get check Camtasia works. Now I've got Camtasia running on machines, and I think that's set up correctly, but I can't test it until we get the microphones working.
Until you get the
microphones.
Oh, microphones.
It's batteries we're waiting for.
Batteries.
Yes, they're due. I was told beginning this week.
Okay. Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange.
Have you tried Apple?
Avril has ordered them from somewhere.
Are they expensive?
Possibly, like 150 each or something like that.
Because, you know, like when the bus journey of Apple might solve the problem if it's getting in the way.
Well, hopefully. They should have been here last week, but Caroline then phoned up to chase them.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting.
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway. It's just whether the microphones are picking up things correctly.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is.
Not yet.
Yeah. When you get worried, go to Apple. Okay.
Right.
Phone first to make sure that they're in there. Somebody around must have a police. Somebody in the techie group will have a map on the catalog. But I'll see if I can, it's useful to know who's got a current one anyway. I don't seem to get them anymore. I guess I don't buy enough equipment.
Well, they must have stuff online and say it anyway, isn't it? So.
Oh, yeah, of course. Duh. So you can find out whether they have it. But you get to phone them and find out if they have anything stocked down there. I actually live not that far from them. So it would be a half hour diversion from my morning routine to pick up stuff. But then again, it's also very close to the hammer.
Yeah, so
it's even less of a diversion for you, probably. Except you don't know your way around.
I can easily get to map. I know where it's stuff. I used to live there, so. I know.
Yeah.
I used to live there. I'm a geek. I know where map is.
Yeah, I just think, well, you know, for the sake of £3 or however many, how many batteries does it take? Doesn't take 100.
No, it's 2 batteries, really.
Yeah, then, you know, put your mind at rest. It's, you know, you wouldn't want it to be the morning we're supposed to be recording. You know this.
Yes. Well, I could give you a call in the morning tomorrow, and if not in your pigeonhole, I can easily go off the train early and just pick them up from there.
Yeah, check the gun first, then. The stocks are
just
funny, don't they?
Right, yeah. Well, I'll make sure I've got the phone number and my phone so I can call them.
Because, you know, it's not that attractive an area to walk through if you're not going to get into the
valley. Well, true.
So of all the things that were on the wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki? Oh, there's an old one there.
Still probably in that angle.
Yeah. I might not want to change my password. But you guys probably know off the top of your head, is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run? So all
the
those
thing
tests
is, well, the thing that's holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished. There is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's the finished version yet. And
at least last day was the 31st of October.
Yeah, he still had hours left. I wasn't sure if it was down to the number of hours or the 31st of October.
Oh, yeah,
so
no, it's hours.
Right.
Yeah, it's hours. Oh, so he's got hours left inside
him? I think
but
he
was.
But
no, he was the one for the hour. So I thought, well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then, yeah.
But our 90 in his gone dead for almost the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, luckily, when?
Wasn't
Ellen away?
Ellen's
away,
no. But I think what they had was some big review.
Oh, yeah, it could be it.
And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for...
Oh, you have no models at all. Ah, that's a pity. Model builder, that's what I was calling the graphical model out here, right? So you use experimental parts and then you...
Well, we don't need to make the parts are all the standard Tangram ones around before anyway. The X-Bit
okay.
thing is only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just the Tangram task.
Okay, I have something in my email about from Joe. He wouldn't have sent it just to me, would he? You want me to check that? I'm not going to check that to now.
Recently, nothing. I haven't heard anything from you for a week or so, anyway. So.
Okay, I think I might have heard Thursday or something. I can't remember exactly what it was.
That's newer. It's the last thing was. Response to the thing I was saying last week about the parallelogram being the wrong way around from the model.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
all screenshots, yeah.
But nothing has, I haven't heard anything since from either say, the Netherlands or from you.
Okay, so I've got something on the 28th, that's Friday, I think. Oh, he just wants to know how to get paid. Right, that's because he's done that now. Anyway, he's in Edinburgh, so, well, I suppose he won't come by because Kurt's on his desk.
Goes he back?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So.
Well, I'm using Dice Cubes. If I want to pop in for 5 minutes, the window machine's free for the home.
Well, he's just not going to try to squat there, that's all. So the last thing I got from him about work was the 19th of October that said he uploaded some changes that you wanted. That's... Oh, see, you didn't get that. That was just me and him. But presumably that he put it on the wiki, so. So he's just telling us because he thinks we're cool, we don't read wikis. I'll just check.
It was after that was the thing about why the parallelogram was the mirror image.
Yeah, I can tell you I got an email from, I think it's got sent to the group saying that he'd updated the whatever it was on the wiki, so yeah, he'd uploaded a new zip file, never written the old one, so.
Well, I haven't replied to him about, I really don't have anything more recent from him. I haven't replied to him about, how to submit costs and stuff like that, so, but that suggests he's at the end of things, but we could just ask him. mean, maybe you guys were just wanting to ask them directly, you're done, done, right? Because it's worth you guys knowing. And then, of course, any problems that remain, you inherit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models in it for your experiment, but you wanted to get some from their loose.
Yes, or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity, because they have actually run things, and to get an idea of the sort of style and check it would be all right. All very quiet.
Right, have you tried Qualcomm? That's what I do when I need things that...
No, it has just been email rather than a telephone type of...
Ah, trust them. When, if you get them today, when are you going to start writing?
I'm down for a week. What's the 7th? So a week today.
Oh, right, so you have to be ready by then.
I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's what I'm hoping.
Right, okay.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by the pie tracker going down.
Yeah, makes sense.
But we're certainly needing some data in the bag by the 1st of December.
Yeah, so you don't have something signed up that you're expecting any trouble getting?
Hopefully not.
Mm-hmm.
The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block booked again.
By?
Jules from psychology.
I don't know this person. So they need to be serious about it. Who's there? Is that a staff member?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we kind of paid for the lab, so it depends, but I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. You might, it depends on what sort of staff member is it? Is that a
lecturer?
Right. I mean, presumably he or she is not writing subjects the entire.
Well, presumably not, but it's sort of.
But
it's already booked. For certainly, what, 6 days? From 10 to 5 for 2 or 3 days.
Alan's still out of town, right? It's just, you could try calling this person and see how this works. Alan might be more persuasive. it's just sometimes academic staff have a bit of a chip about research staff, and since I don't know the person, I can't tell whether it's one of those or not.
I can probably at least email her and ask her if she's really needing it all that time.
Yeah, and then ask her, I guess. But, you know, or whether they can put off for a little bit or something. So I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing like Thursday, right?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, there's just a booking system.
List, if we can log on to it, we can book it.
Yep, well, that's one to raise with me.
Mm-hmm.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time, because she and Martin may have had discussions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jax is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for. Isn't lab booking more appropriate? Because isn't there setup involved in Jamie or Arthur's and yet?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connection. So.
No, or in software or anything?
No.
Okay. So there's no cost associated with the day mornings or afternoons?
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, I don't know, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why it should.
Yeah. So, in the worst case, maybe it might happen if you actually need that week, that you can call up in the mornings that week. Is this something that's known outside Ellen's head?
Yes, it's not in the booking system, it's on a web page that Frank created a big flyer.
Oh, well, that's
which I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Well, unless they're time to yeah. So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, trying to be kind to other people, but it would work. So those are the only things that are worrying you: Camtasia, and lab access, animal-wise. Notice what you're having.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia. I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video, how to sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah. This is going to take a little while.
Well, another thing, once we can run a trial, that'll give you some screenshots to work with, and then just be like adding your video of mouse movements or whatever. So.
Yeah, but you were going to try and figure out how to overlay something on top of the video that. Oh no, you were just really going to run a video of the trial.
Yeah.
That's much easier. So, with a model builder, what do you need to do with it? Which one are you going to look at? What it does so far?
I have a few probably a bit. Things looking page out for that piece of for that thing. So we just put whatever recommendations bugs on that page and I'll work through them as and when I can.
Hopefully there's not a problem. But Merlewis was also meant to be checking it and doing things.
How many models were you relying on her for? So are you suddenly going to be...
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of
way. Well,
what
I'm trying to get at is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a grip of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them, or how I get on with the Camtasia. Unsure yet.
Can you draft Craig into build something faster?
Yeah, but I've used software, and it's not that hard.
It shouldn't be any great problems, just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know me, contingency planning. Always worry about the worst.
Yeah, no, quite right.
I can't imagine that building the model is going to be that hard. Like, these are just, well, how many thousands there on that Dutch website you found? Just, you know, pick some of them, read them in the VCT format. That's, yeah, it's pretty mechanical. Like, I need to do that. So that's why I'm choosing which ones you need to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess you have to do.
Well, I was hoping for
some. Oh, yeah.
No,
like,
you
and Marlowe need to sort out.
Yeah, exactly.
You can call a Jess Telpa between you and Marlowe. Yeah. If it's not that, see, you know, with a cold calling, you can usually at least find out whether they're alive and get an offer to get something. But you know, the next escalation is saying, no, we really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about it, you know, Tuesday at such a time, won't you?
Yeah, it's a good time. I'll try and get over it.
So presumably, whatever it is they've been going through is now over.
I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably today they're now free
there. Yeah.
Or taking a week off to recover.
I just hate for that to slow you up in collecting stuff, that's all.
Hopefully it won't anyway. It's just if I then do it, hopefully we'll get the right models.
Yeah.
that's true. So it'll
well,
be generated, it's whether the models are optimal.
That's quite a small thing should be for you, I guess. Yeah. It's not like, you know, sitting there brain deadly constructing some models that she needs to do. It's just providing advice about this. Well, that sounds like. You guys worried about anything? We've mostly been talking about the experiment schedule.
The next thing I've got to do is get this Camtasia sorted out, so just waiting for the batteries for that.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone's not worried, I'm not worried.
You're going to run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon. The GDF thing sounds like it might really well.
Yeah, because I've got to finalise that format, and then once that's done, I'll go there to start looking at the analysis side of it. And that's
all the dynamic region part of it.
But you don't need anything from me for that, because that's already sort of spec. And then again, that's the pair of you.
Yeah, I think Yeah, the Atlantis, I think the Atlantis will take a little while. I don't think it's going to take that long to get its stuff sorted out. It's going to be how to display it and all that sort of stuff, and whatever makes it easiest for you to do.
This is what I'm worried about, is him being in the lab all day long and you not being sure like what to do for the analysis or something. Because you're going to be completely unavailable when you're recording, or will there be times when you're all day?
No, well, it depends how many I can hook in and get running before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, yeah, I'll be in the lab.
Yeah, because you
I can't just go in and let them get
started. Oh, yeah,
and
no, I understand that.
Some people can, but.
But it was more like, you know, so this week he's got, you know, the GDS stuff to do, then next week you're planning on recording. And what happens if suddenly you're unavailable all of next week, just when he runs out of work?
There'll certainly be time for now, because I'm right next to the lab anyway. I'll come back just to check my email and things anyway.
So,
so
worry about it then.
So I'm also going to work on the JAX analyzer and turn that into a GDF output. I can have a look at model builder as well.
Because
one thing I'm thinking about is we're looking at the part building type stuff. And it might be worth seeing if I can add a little part builder thing into the model builder. I'm just going to tidy up some of the code for generating the parts anyway, the JST parts.
But that was what I thought of the part builder. I mean, the idea was it wasn't worth the investment.
Well, I'll have a quick look at it and see how easy it is to add a couple of things to it. Because if I can use it to generate the Rotium angle, for example, the rotation symmetry stuff for it, which is what was called in the box before. So if I can use the model builder to automatically do that, then that would save quite a bit of work and save a few bugs.
Yeah,
so.
But now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the Rotium stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
No.
So it's just something you've got to remember once the parts have been built. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might want to severely cash limit the investment that you put into making a part builder.
I'm not going to do much on that.
How many person days would it be worth? Like, if Craig discovered it could be done in X days.
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
Right. So there's a limit. Don't spend more than a day or two on it.
Yeah, but I would.
You have to understand that there's things about this project we've hidden from you so far that you haven't
learned about. That's also like a map task, like to look further down like my task list.
Oh, really? Oh, that will just be a little add on. Whatever it is, it'll be the same skills as you've learned for something else.
Right.
And it'll just be. I'm not even sure if it's you because I think somebody else is doing that actually. But I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right.
So
yeah. Well, that's just XML to XML, isn't it? Turning GDF and whatever bits into NXT.
Well, you know, there's XML and XML, and you know.
It takes
stand off links and stuff, and it's some people if they're not used to linguistic annotation take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
Yeah, XML, so the programming side of it doesn't sound too hard. It's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format. So. That's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you once I get to that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, so just don't wither away, you know, weeks on fripperies when we have real meeting the stage to come.
We'll find
plenty of really, really crucial things for you to do.
Yeah.
I do think it'll be
Yeah. Well, the clear thing is we're going to get Camtasia sorted out this week and then concentrate on the JAX analyzer, the GDF stuff. Once we've done that, it's whatever you want me to do once I've done the GDF.
Okay, so I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time we get together.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. I think GDF will keep me busy for a little while yet, so. Certainly keep me busy until this time next week, and then I can start suggesting things that might need to look at for the next stage.
Yeah. So you flew up on Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is technically booked by Jules.
Oh, right. It's actually next week. It's actually the week that you will plan on.
It starts the that one with this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we can see this or whether I just talked to Craig. which case we won't be up here because we don't record twos.
Yeah.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh yeah, that should be fun. Let's see, that's
two weeks of that, four lectures and four labs.
That comes at an ideal time for you then.
Yes.
That's like the 28th or something. I can't add.
Tomorrow is the 21st.
For the first, yeah.
So it'll be the 15th. 2 weeks.
Actually, yeah, don't worry. I won't be on Thursday. I'm going to be over in
induction
day.
Induction, that's right.
So.
Oh yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is, because people do ask me.
Fair enough. I don't know if it's going to be that.
Total waste of time to.
Yeah, it's 1:07.
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect to be that in depth. It's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics, so it's just. I'm sure most of it already know. It's like fire safety, yeah, health safety, data protection, the usual sort of stuff you get everywhere. So.
Yeah,
the university will cover
history.
Itself legally by doing this.
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to do that, then they're fortunate. I would know somebody who's gone, you know.
Nobody's bothered so far.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have induction in my day. So.
Well, I don't remember being asked for an induction. So.
Really? Well, you only started here.
In April.
They were supposed to, I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
I got invited to a summer garden party for new staff members. But that's all.
Oh well.
Yeah, when I probably when I started being a student, I mean, in fact, we had the induction was compulsory because a lot of students were doing teaching, and you couldn't do the teaching unless you'd done the induction because you had to know about health and safety and fire safety before you could take charge of, because you were the responsible person in the classroom. So.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not sure why I'm doing it now. Okay. See you again. I'll give you a report on Friday or something.
I have one NXT question.
Okay.
Well, it's not once. Hopefully, as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that correct? So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second, mouse position of the first, mouse position of the second, and I don't know, I'll call the mouse action or something.
Yeah.
Is that just in sort of
ways
like that?
So, it'll be like in Monitor, but yeah, they'll all be different tiers, like that. And then there's the language stuff as well.
Yes, that's just the eye.
Yeah, this is the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eyes and nose. And that's enough for you, right? I mean,
hopefully that's why.
There's lots of things that can do that. It's the language part.
As well,
part.
Yeah. So I was just checking that I know the language parts is set up here, but this would be the new part, the new stuff.
That seems fine. Yeah. Do you know what the sense of codes are? Well, then whatever you're getting out of the JAS analyzer. So.
Yeah, whatever that is.
I mean, blinks as well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are.
Oh, so you don't
want to talk about I don't know. I suppose it could go on.
I think you should, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them. But if you don't, they'll probably ask about them anyway, and you'll have to have a natural fact.
Well,
just chuck them
in. Anyway,
you can
stick
them in a different track, and then load them or not load them as you please. Because it's not, well, I don't know, is it part of, so these are mutually exclusive and exhausting sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get locked in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah,
but
isn't that important? Because when they're blinking, basically, it's like a nil code. You can't find out what they're doing otherwise. So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in there because you may just need to take them into account to smooth some kind of analysis that you did. So it could be that if they hadn't had a blink just then, they would have been, I don't know what.
Yes. Moving been somewhere else, or is more likely to be thinking at the same time as the other person is doing something, I think.
But you want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much relies on missing sacrificial blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after the blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes.
Right.
Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time and duration to the previous fixation.
Oh, right, okay. So, but in that case.
Because you're not absorbing any new information, that's critical, sort of, the same factor is.
Right, in that case, then, these tiers are already, like, blink corrected.
Yes.
And then you wouldn't have blinks as part of this, you'd want blinks as a separate tier.
It would be as a separate tier where just the mark.
Yeah.
The actual position.
Yeah, so the key thing is the tier is mutually exclusive and exhaustive. And the second key thing is it better be really clear to people who are holding these codes.
Yeah,
whether any monkey business has been done around the board is correct for that. Because, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, not certainly not looking at codes.
I suppose if you know what I can, I just know.
I don't know what to look for and what not to.
Does that mean you need to blink correction as part of the analysis then?
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right? They're already blink corrected.
Well, they're already identified as blinks, then it's. At what stage? The software that I've used pulls the blinks, so we'll add it on. I'm not sure what.
Right, so that's the stuff that comes with the eye tracker, is the stuff that comes with the eye tracking.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. Certainly it's listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks are a tag from the PDF and that sort of thing. It's registered, is it?
Right, okay. Well, if you want the blinks merge into a fixation, it might be worth making that part of the requirement for the GDF stuff, so to remind me to just add that analysis to it. Just checking the time.
Yeah. It won't, because of the fixation, it'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blink a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all we need to know is like at what stage in the eye tracking software it does that, and whether that gets through so that Craig gets it automatically in what he's translating to GDF, whether he needs to redo the same analysis because something about the data path cuts off that analysis from the eye tracker, or whether we even like it, right, and want to do it some different way.
I think the ASCII format, as it stands, does contain blink information.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that's appeared in the documentation I've read through.
Yeah, there's a blink.
Yeah. But it could be these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So,
possibly.
You know,
possibly,
it chooses a fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you the blinks are. Because as you're saying, they like to use blink rate as measures of cognitive difficulty or something.
Right, okay. Yeah, so I might as well have time to look at that and just see what data is already in the ASCII format and whether you want me to do any correction as part of the analysis. Because I've got to do the analysis for the fixations on parts and things anyway, so yeah, and I don't think check the links doing that isn't going to be shouldn't be a big problem.
It should just be a matter of treating it, adding on the link to the last fixation or something.
Yeah.
If they're not still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
The real reason is as long as they've been blinking, even if they open their eyes somewhere else, that's when you start absorbing the information.
Oh, right, yeah, you said that.
It's basically like it's just like almost a CAD, kind of like visual suppression when you move. And it's the same when you're blinking, you're not taking anything in.
Well, but just duration of fixations count for anything? Because if you're just adding the length of the blink for fixation, you're not treating it as a cloud.
That's for the sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually fixations are still independent, so the fixation duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, that the total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's a sort of composite viewing time.
Right.
So more complicated than I thought.
Yeah,
I forgot about
multiple
fixations on an object. Yeah. Okay.
And so there you're looking for a final thing that just says between this time and this time you're looking at this object, between this time and this time you're not looking at anything. Yeah.
Although we'll also still need to account of the fixations just so we can we've got a measure of the average fixation duration. Again, just to see if it's spent longer, it's my more stable eye fixation or not.
Yeah, yeah. I think at the moment the GDF one has fixations in it. So I guess that would be part of the GDF to NXT transformation, be taking fixations into gazes and whatever else. Okay. Well, don't worry about that just at the moment.
Okay, I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before, this confusion about what's in the GDF. I mean, you might see it as the initial GDF is just whatever straightforwardly translates without, you know, without transforms, with just the data format changing from the ASCII. And then there's a bunch of other things that get added that you might still want to be in augmented GDF format, you know, like this blinking gaze and whatever else. And then you translate to NXT. So you might still want to have everything in this one GDF file format that represents everything, and then the NXT thing is just a splitter. It's not doing any fancy analysis.
Right.
So I see this as, you know, a bunch of little routines that take the GDF without this information in it and add new information into subsequent versions of the GDF file that contains these post-process analyses.
Well, that's part of why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point in the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want to take in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So were you actually doing much of the GDF, or are you expecting to do most of the analysis on out of the NXT certain? So when you actually generate your results?
Well, the NXT stuff will have a more complete picture because it will combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions.
Right.
But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff you could do, presumably with the GDF.
You told that earlier, because you can do a quick analysis on the GDF stuff without having to before you do the dialogue analysis type stuff, so you can get some results anyway, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter which data format it's in, NXT or GDF, but it makes more sense for the converter between GDF and NXT not to add any data. All it does is do this stupid data format conversion. And it's just, you know, separating it out into little steps. So, you know, there have to be these other scripts that add any data transforms, not data format transforms, but data transforms, like this idea of putting together gazes from fixations. So, you know, if we keep it simpler like that, so that it's in little pieces, then it'll be just easier to understand what the whole thing does.
Right, okay.
Because, if suddenly you discover there's a problem with the GDF to NXT transform, you want to know whether it's one of these little post-processes going wrong, or whether it's just the thing that dumps it into the multiple files for the... And GDF to NXT transform is pretty simple, so...
Right.
And that's also why I sent you the Saarbrücken software, the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally, and then just
the German
stuff. Because that little utility does things like, well, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just to lump them in or not, what the minimum fixation duration for a stable fixation would be. So you have, if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation.
Right.
You can put in these sort of things. So that's a bit of software sent, and that includes the source code and things as well.
Yeah. So it's okay, we'll have to do well for that source code and then sort of restrictions on that.
So that's like all the analysis that you need to do to things. Are you just going to copy the data, or? Is it documented, like, why they did it the way they did it, or is it just...?
No, there's very little documentation. implementation is, you might imagine, pretty sort of things.
Well, it's a good starting point, right?
Yeah, it's
so,
okay,
I'd be
interested
to see if you agree with the decisions that they made about how to do things.
Yeah, but I can easily look through it and start writing up some documentation on it, and then I'll get that as a starting point for us to talk about it, like, for what analysis we actually need to do on it and things. Yeah, easily, yeah, create all the switches and whatever else you need to do, so. Okay. Yeah, so we'll have a bit more of a look at the studio stuff, and then start looking through that and make sure that works.
So it also just filters up, there are a lot of extreme JPEG tags that the Hylink produces that are fairly meaningless, I think. And it strips out a lot of the junk.
The JAX analyzer knows quite a few of the things as well. So,
we don't want to build it into our data path. We just want to learn from it, I think, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, well, if there's things that are useful for generating CDF stuff, I can easily incorporate whatever functions it takes from into JAX analyzer when I'm doing the GDF.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thinking, so this takes the ASCII to simplify ASCII.
Yeah.
And simplify it with transforms in it, ASCII. And it seems to me harder to maintain something that's got that in it. It'd be better to break things up into, like, steps. Somebody else's program, and they're going to give us the next version, and that's going to break our entire pipeline.
Yeah,
super.
That's the main reason.
What we're trying to do with it then is take the software, find out what functions are useful for us in that, and then use those functions to generate the stuff that goes into the XML file.
I can imagine that also requiring some discussion about whether what they do is what we actually want to do. That should be interesting.
So the first part of that will be documenting what they've got and then discussing it with Robin.
It's not going to be quite graphical because it's written in Java.
Right. But yeah, well, I'm sure most of the logic's going to be.
And if in doubt, don't pull the stuff out, keep it in, right? Because we always dump it to this other NXT track that we don't need to load necessarily. So.
Always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back.
Some of the XML and XT will handle it, won't it?
It's easy enough to dump stuff into a separate track.
Yeah.
We got to teach you about this at some point, though. So I'm still not quite sure when. It sounds like maybe another week.
Okay.
Jonathan made me promise not to tell you about it when you first arrived. You
leave very quickly.
It's just too many things at once, and it wasn't important that it be then.
I've got a hang of all the stuff I've been going through, and it looks like I'm coming to the end of the stuff. There's stuff listed there already, so I'm gonna have to start looking at that as the next stage.
He's a cool customer. He's ready for it. Okay, I think we're done, right?
Yep.
This just says, look at the wiki. Find out what's next. You could give Craig more work here.
I have to check out any batteries and things like that. We'll do the trains as best today.
Put the little man in brushing the leaves off the rails and.
Well, yeah. I heard great conversation with the train conductor. So they're going, we're going to have this problem today with steam, because the steam would just dry out the leaves and clear them off.
Well,
the office probably
as well.
Yeah. They must
have been around for a while. They
haven't had them
since the 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, I was retired 10 years ago, I'm actually 70.